to win the carrying game, I would encourage a coach or a trainer out there, if there's a thought on your mind that you want to share with a client to lift them up, put wind underneath their wings, never hold that back. You've got to say that.
Welcome to the Spartan DECA series here on the Spartan Hub podcast. I'm Jared Cogswell, the director of sport, along with my co-host, director of programming, Coach Yancey Cole. Hey, we decided we had such a great time with Chris Henshaw, we brought him back. And remember, Chris is the coach to over 30 CrossFit Games champions, the founder of Aerobic Capacity, and former professional triathlete. The focus of our conversation for this episode is winning the caring game and why, as coaches, it's important to embody these principles to maximize client potential. We'll see you again in 2 weeks, Spartans.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Honey Stinger, made with organic honey and delicious ingredients. Use the code HSSpartan2020 at honeystinger.com to save 30% off.
You know, people quit exercise or they quit gyms for that matter, but they don't quit relationships. You know, what's your definition of winning the caring game, Yance?
So it's extremely important, I feel, as coaches, to be graciously purposeful and to that was a very specific moment that Chris remembered. I can name five or six specific instances where a middle school, a high school, or a college coach said something very graciously purposeful in the right moment. And so I think the fitness industry, and all three of us, we probably have 75 to 80 years of experience between the three of us coaching people. So we know the importance in this is that you have got to be, gosh dang, when I said steady have 80, I almost lost my train of thought there. That shook me a little bit. But you have to be purposeful with the things you say, because it is so stinking important. And because, I mean, if I have a client that's very, very nervous to show up for my workout, or they're showing up for the first DecaFit workout, and it was very, I have to have the wherewithal to know that it was very hard for them to get out of the car and come in this workout today. And if you, in the fitness game, you cannot fake it. I tell people all the time when I'm talking to fit pros, I was like, if you can't fake it in this industry, I could be a CPA or something. I can fake that. I can fake being an engineer. I can go to work. I don't have to be happy. I just have the knowledge and gosh damn it, I got to get the work done. You can't do it in this world. You will fail every time, or you will never be successful unless you love in a passionate way serving the member, the client, every single day. So you can't fake it. That's the first thing about winning the caring game. Mm-hmm. It has to be authentically real. And if you ever find yourself faking it, a lot of times what I'll say, you need to go to a seminar, go to Ideal World or Ursa, go to something to reinvigorate your passion, because you can't fake it. And I would encourage to win the caring game, I would encourage a coach or a trainer out there, if there's a thought on your mind that you want to share with a client, to lift them up, put wind underneath their wings, never hold that back. You've got to say that. Because If Scott Molina doesn't say that, it could have changed Chris's whole trajectory. Absolutely. You know, and if my high school coach didn't say this or that, I might not go on and get a track scholarship. He put wind underneath my wings and made me feel really good about myself in that moment, as I was just trying to be a better version of myself in that moment. So that's kind of my definition of how best to win the caring game.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversation about this, Yance, and you know, I've had the opportunity to coach fitness professionals as well, and work with teams of fitness professionals, and what I always say is, remember, you are a professional. But I don't hire trainers, I hire coaches. And the reason why I hire coaches is because you got to put that coaching hat on, because your job isn't just to train people or set them up on a program. It's to educate, motivate, and inspire. And if you remember those three things in every session for every client, then you're going to be successful as a trainer. But most importantly, your clients are going to be successful and they're going to believe in themselves. And that story that you shared was really great. You guys did remind me of a coach I had in high school though. And he went the other way and he said, "Hey, Cogswell, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining." So we've all had those kind of coaches.
I want you to dive a little more into this, Chris. Tell us, give us the inside scoop on, like, obviously, if you're working with the 1/10 of the 1%ers or the 99%ers, we still want to win the carrying game. What does that look like when you're working with the extreme high-level athletes that you work with? And does it have to be different than winning the carrying game with all the 99%ers?
That's the thing, is that it's identical. So what's really fascinating to me is that I was curious on the behavior of kids that were late in development versus adults that have lost their fitness. And there is no difference between coaching a 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old boy and a 45-year-old man that's lost his fitness. There isn't. The behavior is the same. The lack of confidence is the same. The same thing holds true with a recreational athlete and an elite athlete. That with the exception, the elite athlete, their confidence is wavering right on a very razor's edge. And so if you say something that is condescending, if it's disrespectful, if it's sarcastic, if they underperform in a workout, if their last repetition doesn't hit the target that you had specified, there will be an augering into the earth that will be difficult for them to come out of. And so elite athletes are very challenging to coach because of that variable. They know workouts that are challenging. They know workouts that are not challenging. They need the challenging workout, but the trick is they can't fail. They can't fail in that area, because then there's this whole issue of where does that failure occur? So part of it is that if you realize there's risk associated with these workouts with elites, you have to spell that all out. Here's the area in this workout that is your primary focus. If it becomes so much of a challenge, then what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to get you some space here. So here's an example. I was with Matt Frazier in Vermont about 3 weeks before the CrossFit Games in 2018. So this is the 4-time champion of the CrossFit Games, one of the greatest of all time. And here it is 3 weeks out from the global competition who crowns the fittest on earth. And I was with him, and he said that morning, and I said to him, you know, Matt, so, you know, we got to go to the track today, and I need to get a feel of where you are in terms of, you know, your fitness and recovery, you know, and body. And he says, Chris, you know what? I just want something that scares me. So elites, what they do is that's how they word things. They word things such as, I want to be scared. So part of it is that you have to do something that does scare him. And you have to give him something that's seemingly impossible, but because he trusts me, he's going to go for it. So his workout was 16 rounds on a track, and he had to do 200 meters in 38 to 39 seconds, which is fast for him, and then do a 100-meter recovery in the same 38 to 39 seconds. And I told him, I said, and there is no rest. And we were in Vermont, and this was in late July, and the humidity, the temperature, it was incredible. I go, there's no breaks. This is nonstop all the way through. He's all, I don't know if I can even do the workout. And I said, here's the thing. Your number one priority is, I need you to hit the 200-meter time. If we need to slow down some, we'll take it in the recovery. So what you're doing is giving an athlete an out. Mm-hmm. So in this workout, one of the things that happened was, is he started going his 200s in 36, 37 seconds, which was 1 to 2 seconds too fast. Well, the teaching lesson, which he very well knows, is 1 to 2 seconds in a 200-meter interval is going to send you over the top. Mm-hmm. And so what happened to him? His 100-meter jog recoveries went from 38 to 39 to 48 to 49, you know, and they were tipping over 50 seconds after around, you know, 8 rounds. And as I'm running with him in this workout, I said, okay, so listen, you got to slow down in your 200s and get back that time in the 100. You got to get it back. And so sure enough, he went down to 39 seconds, not 38. He went to 39. And as soon as he did that, his 100 times dropped right where they were supposed to be. And so what you have to do is give them an out, give them some flexibility so they don't get demoralized. But then what Jared's saying is you got to coach. You got to give them some advice, give them feedback to get them back on track. And that feedback was go to 39 in the 200 and that will drop your 100 back down. And you know what? Even though he had heat stroke at the end, the fact was is it was a huge confidence boost for him 3 weeks out from the games. He was ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, I think that another key thing you mentioned was the word trust. You know, trust is huge and communication is huge when you're trying to win the caring game. And I sent a post out the other day, you know, obviously with COVID going on, there's so many people that are afraid of going to the gym. And, you know, a lot of these gyms are either closed or they're only seeing 50 to 60% of capacity right now. Yeah. And the reminder that I put out there is guys, please come to your gym, okay? They're doing everything to keep it safe, keep it clean. But remember that the gym is a cathedral of light, okay? This is the lighthouse for you know, for each other, for you. And I always talk about let's win the day, let's win this workout, and let's bring energy to one another. But I really don't want to just win the day. I want to dominate the day. And the only way I dominate the day is when I leave this cathedral and then go light up other people. That's dominating the day. And that doesn't matter what fitness level you are. So you take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. And, you know, I think what all of us are trying to do is really 10X the motivation, 10X the performance, 10X the communities that we serve, but I think we're 10Xing belief in oneself. And when you were talking about Matt, it was like, okay, that's the highest level. That's incredible that you could have that sort of impact on somebody at that level.
Go ahead, Nancy, because I want to comment on you
go,
guys.
You go ahead, boss. You go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just, so both Jared, I mean, and Yancey, I mean, I've watched countless videos of Yancey coaching, and here's the thing about the gyms and things that are staying open, and we know this, you guys are incredible human beings, you're super authentic, our conversations are always inspiring, they're always positive, they're always uplifting. The thing that's really unique in this coaching world that we're, let's face it, the three of us are so lucky because we're surrounded by this positivity. There's no negative vibe. There's no manipulation. There's no espionage. There's no negative connotations to any things that we're doing. It's all on the positive side of the equation, which is inspiring. It's super motivating. And the shame really is like because of COVID and the situation with brick and mortar, these gyms, there are passionate coaches. Right. I mean, that's what Yancey said, like this passion, this authentic passion that these coaches that are in these places are at the risk of having to find something else. Mm-hmm. And if people don't go into the gym, they're going to be forced to do that. It's the same thing that you see right now in New York City. You know, we have a lot of good friends that are on Broadway and Cirque du Soleil. You know what? Is Cirque du Soleil ever coming back? Well, what are they going to do then for their livelihood? And the same holds true with these coaches within these gyms. They are the light, and they can take you and fill you with motivation.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Honey Stinger, made with organic honey and delicious ingredients. Use the code HSSpartan2020 at honeystinger.com to save 30% off.